What's up, guys? Welcome back to my podcast episode. And today, in this episode, episode 5, season 2 is today's episode. And today we're going to go over big free agent signings from last year and grade them. So we're going to grade the big free agent signings from last year. And so, yeah, first thing first, I'm going to go over the whole YouTube thing. I posted on Facebook like right before I started recording this. I'm going to start live streaming my podcasts, so you can go over to YouTube like about five minutes before I do each podcast episode. I'm going to let you guys know on Facebook 5 minutes ahead of time. I'm going to live streaming in 5 minutes, and then you guys can join in a chat live on my podcast, and then after the episode is done, I can upload it to YouTube, and it'll forever be on YouTube, just as it was live. And then I'm just going to export the audio from it and still upload it on my blog. So you can hear just the audio on my blog. And then you can see the picture and stuff on YouTube. Only thing you'll be able to see on YouTube is really probably just a picture of that says podcast or something. But, yeah. That's my plan. So basically transferring over to YouTube, basically. We're still doing it. We're still uploading on my blog. So it works. That's my plan. So that's gonna be my last episode. That's gonna be just on my blog. So let's go over some big free agent signings here. Let's Google this. Big free agent signings from 2023 NHL. Here we go. This is on ESPN, and they have the grades. So, let's see. Okay, the first one is the Colorado Avalanche signed Tomas Tatar and Miles Wood. Tomas Tatar is a good, like, third to fourth line winger. You can bring some offense and defense, some depth. It's a good pickup for them, and Miles Wood, if you remember, in this first game one of the second round, he scored an overtime goal, game winning goal. And he was great for them in the regular season and postseason, so two great pickups. Flyers got Morgan Frost. They re-signed him. Oh, I got to grade the last two signings from the Avalanche. I give them a B. B, pretty solid. And then Flyers re-signed Morgan Frost. He's young. And he's very good. So, B+. Evan Bouchard. They re-signed with the Oilers. $7.8 million contract. Especially for what he did last year. He was one of the main reasons why they made it to the Cup Final. He was fantastic all year. And especially in the postseason. On the power play. He was great. So, I'm going to give that an A. For re-signing. Alexis Lafreniere re-signed with the Rangers. 2-year, $4.65 million deal. I'm going to give that deal B+, because he's still developing and he took a big step up last year. Phil Suter, they signed him. 2-year deal last year. He's a great depth piece. Played on the third line great all year in the postseason, so I'm going to give that a B. Let's see here. Coyotes got, not the Utah Hockey Club, but the Coyotes at this point. The Hockey Club picked up Matt Dumba. Great pickup for some more defensive depth. He was good for them, so I'll give him like a B-. Samuel Ireson is back with the Flyers after inking a 2-year, $2.9 million deal last year. Great. He took a big step up with the number one goalie this year, so I'll give that a B+. Troy Terry. A, because he's still relatively young and he is super good last year. And it was a long-term deal too, so it was huge for them to sign, lock him up long-term. Drew O'Connor, the Penguins, good fourth to third liner for $1.85 million, so I'll give him a C+. Ryan McLeod. Signed a 2-year, $4.2 million deal. I'll give him a C+ again. He's great depth. He's young, but they just traded him this year. I think a little bit overpaid, but I think it's good. Jamie Swayman and Trent Frederick. Both, I would give them both, like, the Swayman deal is probably going to be an A. And then Frederick is going to be a B, B minus. Wild got Philip Gustafson. It was a big deal with a lot of money, but for what he can be, I think it's worth it. So I'll give that like a B plus deal overall. Kevin Ball to the Devils. He's a big defenseman on their depth. He can give them defensive depth. Kevin Ball. He's a big physical defenseman, good defensive defenseman for the Devils. They signed him for 2-year, $2.1 million deal. I'll give him like a B. It really helped them. Yes, they were really disappointing, but I think they'd be better this year. But it's definitely not his fault. He did his part. Jack McBain to the Coyotes. Another depth piece. I just keep saying the Coyotes because there's the Coyotes logo, and they were the Coyotes at this point. So, a very good deal. So, I'll give it like a C plus. Tarasenko got a 1-year deal with the Senators. He did good when he was there. Then he got traded. So I'm going to say like about a B because he got traded. Ilya Samsonov didn't really play much. So I'll give him like a C. Vince Dunn, 4-year, $29.4 million contract. B plus. He did his part on the Kraken. Then Gabe Vilardi is part of the Peel the Bar trade. Okay, so they re-signed Gabe Vilardi, the Jets. So I'm going to give that like a B plus, I think. Ross Colton to the Avs. Good depth piece. He's young. He's good for the depth. So I give them like a B. Alvar Wallstrom, very, very cheap deal. He's good for depth. So, I'll give that, like, a B. Let's see other big ones. Tanner Janot to the Tampa. Again, another depth piece. A lot of depth pieces here. But this one is, I'll give it, like, a C+. Let's see here. Ty Dellandrea to the Stars. I'm going to give that a C+. Jesper Boqvist to Bruins for depth. I'm going to give that a C. Oscar Sundqvist, very, very cheap deal to the Blues, so I'm going to say B. Keandre Miller, $7.74 million deal on 2 years. B minus. New Hook. 4-year, $11.6 million deal. I'm going to give that a A minus. Andre Kopitar. I'm going to give Andre Kopitar like an A because of how good he is and like how important he is to that team and franchise. Let's see here. Trying to find really impactful ones here. Just going down the list here. Max Domi to the Leafs. He was very good depth. He's probably the best penalty killer. He's on the third line center, third line winger, one of the two. Fantastic pickup for only $3 million. I'm going to give that an A minus. Petrucci, I'm going to give him a B plus. He's great for depth, good on the power play and penalty kill. Great second line winger, top six winger. Kelly Yamamoto to the Kraken. He didn't do that much, but he didn't get paid that much either, so I'm going to say about a B minus. Evan Rodriguez, I'm going to give that an A minus because not only what he did in the postseason, but what he did in the postseason for the Panthers was huge. And only signed him for $12 million for 4 years, so $4 million per. Great. Fantastic. Christian Fisher. For the Red Wings, for $1.25 million, I'm going to give that like a C+, I think. Gordon Hathaway, $4.78 million for 2 years. B. I like a deal. I really like it. Kerfoot, 2 years, $7 million deal. I'm going to give that a B+, as well. John Klingberg, 1 year, $4.15 million deal. He's great defensive depth for the Leafs. I'm going to give that a C+. Eric Gustafson, third line defensive pairing guy. Your third pairing defensive guy, and Eric Gustafson, $825,000 contract. I'm gonna give that a B plus. A.T. Comfer, 5-year, $25.5 million deal. B deal. Byron for 2 years, $7.7 million. Ended up trading him for Casey Mittelstadt, so I'm going to say B+, because Casey Mittelstadt's fantastic. Miles Wood. Oh, we already went over him. Okay, Dmitry Kulikov. Dmitry Kulikov is a third-line defensive pairing guy. Fantastic for them, especially in the postseason. Big physical defenseman for $1 million. Fantastic deal. Ryan Graves, 6-year, $27 million deal. It hasn't aged really well, but I think it will. So, as of right now, I'm going to only give it a C right now, but I think it'll get better. Noah Achari. Bottom six type of player for 3 years, $6 million. I'm going to give that a C+. Anthony Stolarz statistically was the best backup in the league during this time. Yeah, during, like, last year. So, statistically, I don't think he was, but statistically, he was. For only $1.1 million was fantastic. So, A. Alex Killorn, a 4-year, $25 million contract to the Ducks. I'm going to give them a B+. Nick Bjugstrand is a 2-year, $4.2 million deal. I'm going to give them a C plus on that one. Donato to the Blackhawks, a 2-year, $4 million deal. I'm going to give that deal B plus. Cody Glass, 2-year, $5 million extension with the Predators. I'm going to give that one an A. No, not an A. B. Just a B. Jonathan Quick, an $800,000 contract. Fantastic for one of the best backups in the league last year. So, I'm going to say B+. Michael Bunting, 3-year, $13.5 million contract. Very good for the Hurricanes last year in the regular season and postseason for depth. So, I'm going to give that deal B+. Sam Steele. Agreeing to terms on a 1-year, $850,000 contract. I'm going to give that one because he's super young and he was super good for depth. So I'm going to give that one a B+. Duchesne.